My name is Michael McGraw. I'm a senior wildlife biologist and an ecologist. And I've always been interested in wildlife. Little pocket parks and cemeteries are where I kind of cut my teeth learning about wildlife. Cemeteries, especially older cemeteries like this one, are fascinating. There's a lot that can be overlooked. These finer scale appreciations of fauna and flora that you can find in a cemetery are pretty fascinating. It's a place that is culturally aligned with respect and humility, questioning what happens when we leave this world sort of deal. And for me, wildlife itself is a bit of a cathedral. The more areas that are allowed to be consciously stewarded back to nature, the more potential for just amazing species to be present here. I could go down a rabbit hole and be very scientific about the interrelationship between plants and soil, and then plants and animals, and how important of a role they all play. They're all interdependent on each other. But I think most importantly, the sound of birdsong in the landscape is a great privilege that some of us take for granted, some don't. I took it for granted until I was in my 20s. It's timeless, the biophilic tendencies of us as humans. We're mammals, we're bipedal hominids. We come from this. We are related to all of these things, the plants, the animals. So there's a great sense of satisfaction. It lowers blood pressure. You can come out here and escape. You don't have to know the name of every bird species to appreciate them. You know, you don't have to understand what a carapace and a plastron is to appreciate a turtle swimming around in a pond in front of you. To hear a green frog, you don't have to know where it stores fat and why it lays eggs when it does, etc. I love that wildlife connects all people, from super nerdy scientists like me to my five-year-old daughter who was born with hearing loss. She often can't hear birds, but she can visually see them, and we have that connection together. Old, young, it doesn't matter where you come from. You know, wildlife is a common bond that connects people. Another thing that I love about this place is the topography. The geology, the glacial influence here provides these are glacial ponds. And the rolling hills, you can easily get lost here. And I love that about this place. I mean, you're in the middle of Brooklyn, and you can just disappear into a green landscape. Another thing that I really love about wild spaces within an urban setting is the native species that are often considered to be common are revered. To have a population of northern green frogs or a population of spring peepers or eastern garter snake or red-backed salamander, you know, these are really, really common species in the state of New York. But because of where they are, this is an island population. They're genetically isolated. You treat them with much greater respect, much greater care. There's this intrinsic connection with birds because they communicate in ways that we do. Bright, bold, visual colors. They sing. We love song. We sing ourselves, right? So birds are quite often very easy to experience. It's reptiles and amphibians that really blow my mind. You know, they really operate in a way that's entirely alien to us. Through radio telemetry and a few other things, we've managed to start to unlock some of the secrets. The way they interpret the landscape is through chemoreception. You know, snakes have a Jacobson's organ. They taste the air with great accuracy, know exactly where they are in the landscape, if they're near a predator or potential prey, etc. Every corner I turn here, I see flits and movements. The butterfly diversity continues to increase here as Joe and his staff plant more native plants and consciously think about pollinators. So there's always questions. Just every corner I turn in the cemetery begs another question about the other things that are living here.